Hi, I'm Amy Joy. Welcome to the latest installment of I'm Noticing. I hope you enjoy.
Hello? How are you?
Tense, but I'm like really wanting a different answer than like good or not good, and but wanting to also like noticing a want for it to be like time efficient, and so a little stuck with all of the feels like a large task. How about you?
Feeling apprehensive? Listen to the last call. I think like a day or day and a half to 2 days ago. And then I listened to a bit of it again when I was out with the dog not long ago. I noticed there's some, caution around wanting to extract value, or not, I did extract value out of the listening, but it's like I'm wanting to apply it. And then I'm also worried I'll just ramble if I try to.
I noticed feeling curious about what would be undesirable about rambling. Noticing part of me like really excited about that as a possibility. Like if you that would be really cool.
Yeah, there's actually a resonance to that worry with what I was thinking while I was listening back. I'm noticing some of the apprehension is that it doesn't quite feel present. So I'm just like an anxiousness to talk about something that isn't felt. Though I did feel more comfortable talking about one thing in particular, and I'm kind of curious where it will lead. Because I have been noticing, or in listening, became more clear to me the way my perfectionistic part is showing up in these calls and like the way I'm reacting to it. And I notice I'm not sure what to do with that though in the moment. And it felt like that the insight had more application to my real life than to the calls themselves. So I do have understanding for that hesitancy, because it's like, although I do notice I'm wanting to like use this space as an opportunity to be like more mindful of that part and of the insight into it. I do feel curious if you were able to listen back.
I am noticing a part that like feels compelled to say I didn't listen to the last recording, but I was or like earlier, I wanted to say earlier in the week. Yeah, sometime between now and our last call was getting a little bit more clarity about parts around the recording or like listening back to it. And I am, I'm aware that you didn't ask for like an explanation, but I was kind of like, would like to, right now I'm feeling a want to find a strategy that might support the parts of me that come up around listening back to the recordings. It's what I'm noticing is like starting this call, there's a part feeling kind of like feeling disappointed that I didn't listen back to the recording. Another part feels like I don't want to say it doesn't feel like relief, but almost just like maybe s settled with like, well, it wasn't really an option to listen to the recording. Like it just was not doable for that part of me. But there's, I'm noticing the part that feels disappointed, it's kind of like showing up to this call, and in the moment, it's like the disappointment is kind of like showing up in response. It seems responsive to the context, like being reminded that I didn't have the opportunity to listen to the call in a way that like this part has experienced a lot of excitement or like light bulb moments in the listening back experience. And I've noticed this part, like it's definitely showed up like it kind of, I think I mentioned in the past, like having the impulse to pitch an idea to you. And it feels like that's coming from this part that would get really excited listening back to the calls. And the idea was like, we should have a part one and a part two of the podcast where this isn't a real pitch right now, but I'm speaking for this part's like impulse, past impulse that I never spoke for. But this part really likes the idea of like having a call and then having like a part two where we just unpack everything we got out of the first call. Because this, it seems like this part is really excited about it's. I'm like right now I'm noticing that I'm speaking about it as and it sounds like it's like a separate entity and I'm like how do I bring this in a little bit, personalize I notice feeling more clarity and excitement and interest in what's happening in the moment. It's like easier to access that experience when I'm listening back to it. Whereas in the moment, there are parts or feelings that can often like make it. I don't always feel that clarity in the moment because there's so much that comes up during the calls. And so the afterwards is really exciting and like feels very significant. And so this part likes the idea of just like unpacking it. And then another part is like, well, that sounds like kind of antithetical to the practice, like to just like analyze or unpack. Not that it would be analytical. And now I'm noticing a part that feels like I'm kind of going off the rails a bit or talking too much. But it what felt like a little bit more clarity for the disappointment that I was noticing in for that part is it's kind of like it would get really excited because it has this like hope that in the next call there will be something that I'll express or unpack related to the epiphanies that came from listening to the previous call. And then it keeps like not experiencing that happening because of other parts in my system. And so it's kind of like, it's not fully clear, but it's almost like that seems real. It seems like there's a relationship between the avoidance of listening to the calls because it's like not, yeah, there's like a part that avoids listening to the calls, both because it's uncomfortable to hear what I actually express versus what I'm experiencing, and because it's really painful for a part of me to like keep hoping to have expression of some of those things and then not, or like that this does feel like I'm somewhat like I feel separated or slightly differentiated from that part because I'm aware that this isn't always the case. Like I do actually express things at times and I can think of moments where I do find some expression of that, but it seems like this part, to this part's perspective, it feels like nothing important that I feel or want to express makes it to expression. Yeah, that's what I'm aware of and noticing in this moment. And I'm having the impulse to like wrap up because it's been a long time, or it feels like a long time that I've been talking. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel a lot of excitement. I've actually ha wanted to do something like what you were pitching for a long time. And I had like a humorous thought of it just being endlessly regressive to the point where. I actually noticed. I don't know, there in like 4 or 5 days where I didn't listen back until I finally did, kept noticing like different ideas coming to mind. And there were, it's like a part of me that was wanting something to change. And I was addressing a part that came up last time, but it didn't quite connect. And then when I was listening back, I noticed more specific thoughts of maybe not changing, but just trying something different for like a one-off or something, even. I notice I do like those ideas, but I noticed the more I was listening, like the less relevant it felt. Which I feel curious about. So I have a strong desire because I notice when I listen back, I'm way more clear about what's happening in your system than when I'm listening in the moment and also monitoring my own system. Yeah, I feel like hesitant to go into explaining like an understanding or a perception. But I noticed a lot of compassion coming up around. I just remember asking you last time if it feels like it's okay for you to. I don't remember exactly, but it was kind of like go into a deep exploration of something. It's not quite right, but. And then I remembered at the end of the call, you were expressing like a familiar part of you that thinks you should work everything out outside of the calls. Like that's your responsibility to do outside of the calls and then come back with like clarity. So there's something in that resonated with kind of being between a rock and a hard place was the way I was kind of perceiving it. Yeah, and I was feeling more curious about how our systems are doing very similar things, but it's like either not aware of it in the other person or something like that. I'm noticing my thoughts are turning to like an intention I had. Noticing some fear kind of simmering in my chest. Noticed I wanted to explain what that is before I really checked into it. I also feel really curious about because I have a sense that, or part of the intention has to do with my awareness that I'm a little too explainy in the calls or like quick to explain instead of like feel things out or be more patient. And there's something in that that's soothing, and I notice the fear. Withdrawing. And there is a relational piece attached to this because I notice there's like a general awareness of you, and there's a part that's kind of, it's like imagining itself 5 seconds ahead of me, and it's trying to project what you may or how you may react to me, and it's wanting to manage the way I act or express myself in a way to make your reactions positive. And this is bringing me back to an insight from listening back to the last call and other calls, but just noticing a need for trust in my system and for faith or to like put trust in others. I'm noticing like the authentic relating principle of owning your own experience resonates to that. So it feels like I'm really wanting to have the intention of owning my experience and only my experience, and also like trusting that you will own your own experience, which abstractly I feel confident in because you have consistently done that. But I do notice there's kind of like a young feeling part in my system that I do associate with certain things from my childhood, which I have understanding around, which is why, like, this part doesn't trust what people say or how they seem and believes, like, something the other shoe is about to drop type of feeling. So yeah, I think I'm noticing like an intentionality to really get that part connected and kind of like under my wing or something like that, so that I can follow through on my intentions through the rest of the call.
Notice feeling a lot of compassion as you were describing your experience, and also noticing how quickly a part of me start like interrupts that to kind of label it as projection. Like it's specifically pointing out. Oh, of course, feel compassion because, like, you also have a part that's trying to, like, preemptively, like, secure a positive, like, response from him. But I, what stands out to me in this moment is how quickly the like the felt experience of like compassion or softening is interrupted with like an analysis that feels kind of like a pathologizing like projection equals bad for that other part of me. And it's something I should like stop doing or be like suspicious of. That's how that part feels, is like need to be very suspicious about projection. And then there's kind of like a third, part in there that is like gets really tired of the back, or like gets really tired of like questioning every impulse and just wants it to be simple and like, oh, like you connect to that. End of story. Or I can, in this case, like would want to express like I can really connect to that, and then end of story. Which doesn't feel entirely true, but there's a little bit of I'm noticing feeling unsettled as I am like speaking fast, or I'm noticing that I'm like talking faster, and that's unsettling for a part that really was hoping, or really like noticing earlier and kind of remembering during the call that a part is like wanting. Like wanting me to go slower. Yeah. It wants, like, I'm just noticing it starts to, I start to kind of feel scared the faster I talk, or it starts to feel compulsive or something, which is also that kind of starts the analysis. The part that's kind of analyzing that. Am curious about the part that wants to go slower. And now I feel like I'm like there was something I'm feeling kind of distract. Well, I'm noticing I'm feeling distracted by hearing some background sound. That's like what I'm experiencing. That's like ex all that I'm experiencing in this current moment is distraction in response to the background noise. And a part is remembering, a part is like, oh, I had meant to say, like, I'd meant to like give some like forewarning about this potential. I'd meant to show up, and the first thing I wanted to say was like, it's kind of a 50-50 as far as what happens in the background today, and express some regret over failing to meet my own needs for like control or not control, it's something else. But anyways, now I'm just like all over the place. Okay, coming back. So I forgot to bring that up. I wanted to like give you a heads up. Yeah. Okay. Well, right now I'm just like settling down. But there's something like, no, this is a familiar feeling. Like there was something that felt really like important about that you were towards the end of you speaking. And right now a part is feeling frustrated and sad, but I can't like remember what it was. And what feels, it feels familiar, that frustrated, sad feeling. And I'm noticing right now how much it, this part like kind of has urgency to it, like in when it shows up, when I start to feel it, it's like it like feels like that sometimes feels like very like something really important, like something really important to remember. And if I can't remember it, it's gonna be like lost forever. So I'm noticing how stressed or how much pressure that part can feel. And I'm, but also I'm noticing a little bit like maybe feeling slightly more differentiated from it than like probably our last call, because I know I felt it then. And yeah, I'm noticing a part that feels like I've been talking for a really long time, but I don't really know if that's true. But that's that part that feels like it's been like a century or something.
Actually noticing how long you were talking and feeling some relief and some optimism or maybe encouragement. Yeah, I was noticing I looked at the clock when I stopped talking, and then I looked a couple times while you were talking. I was kind of thinking to myself of like, so I looked at like an eight at the 8 minute mark, I think, assuming I was properly tracking it. And I was kind of like, wow, like a lot could happen in 8 minutes of self-exploration. And like the only, well, it's not necessarily a prerequisite, but like a something to grease the wheels of that happening would be to believe that, like, literally, I do have enough time for a lot or something significant to happen. I noticed that's, yeah, very like soothing to the part of me that wants to be intentional. Just like a warm grounding in my chest, which is the specific place where I associate with like centeredness or feeling anchored. And I'm noticing like a bit of frozenness at that acknowledgement, which I do have enough space from that I can kind of tell it's familiar and like I'm happy to be noticing it in the moment because it feels like this is one of the parts that gets me into explaining and not really staying in this anchored spot in these calls. And I have a familiarity to this part, although I don't know it well. image of a scarecrow is coming up to me in the moment, and it's almost like that idea. Not sure if I have an accurate idea of what a scarecrow technically is, but it's like a head on top of basically like a broomstick, and like the head is the only real part. I notice this part has that kind of feel to it, like it's sitting up high and trying to look around for threats. And it feels like very disembodied, almost like a head that's just on a pole. And I was noticing like an image of putting a hand out on its shoulder, kind of sensing a need for warmth or connection. Something. It's like a lot of doubt attached to this part, or like second guessing. Noticing, feeling confident in what I'm saying in the sense that I'm seeing and feeling things clearly in my system and saying what that is relatively clearly. But at the same time, noticing like a self-doubt, second guessing, anxious feeling. It's like a stiffness at the back of my neck with that. And this is definitely connected to that prior part I mentioned, the young part that doesn't trust what people are doing or saying or how they appear, because, like, in an instant, that can turn and turn negative. I'm also noticing that more of this anxious energy is directed toward, like, the audience or the listener than toward you or toward my own system. I notice I feel some relief and some understanding when I start to imagine like specific faces as people who would listen to these calls, people who I would rather not. That's not quite accurate. People who I would never have felt safe in the past to speak in this way to or in front of. And I notice a bit of kind of being swept over by numbness, and there's a part of me that's wanting to fight that with like logical explanation for what is happening or what should happen next or what I could do to facilitate something happening. Yeah, and I'm noticing some perfectionist forceful energy coming in with that, and I'm feeling grateful that I'm more conscious of it than maybe I have been in the past. Because I've been noticing in listening back to the calls, like how easy it is to perceive that as just natural or myself or sometimes positive without recognizing it as a part or recognizing the impact it has on my system different times. Yeah, and I'm wanting to meet a need for like ease or also for separation or space, I guess. By like just allowing myself to be content with losing track of the anxiousness to that numb feeling, and yeah, feeling content that that's what happened.
I'm noticing. Still calm feeling. Oh, some fears bikes around it as I start to talk. The fear connects to the fear seems related to being able to explain the stillness or the calm feeling. Like either having to explain it and then forcing language to something that, yeah, like kind of forcing language to fit with the experience without fear feels like. It doesn't want to, that part doesn't want me to forcibly apply language that doesn't fit. I'm getting the impression that it would be really sad to be misunderstood around that feeling. This part doesn't even, like, it doesn't really anticipate you would misunderstand, but it's more like a general, sense of I'm getting the impression that this feeling is or like that initial kind of stillness or calm feelings has trying to express it has resulted in misunderstanding. It's not fully clear, but something feels related to other things that have come up in these calls, like also noticing just very I'm noticing this distraction with the sound of my dog snoring, and to me it sounds like a freight train, and I'm trying to tune it out, but I'm kind of it's hard to, wondering if it sounds like a freight train to you. Yeah. I am curious about the part that kind of gets still as you were speaking. It seems to respond to the just description of that part of you. And it's like I notice feeling a lot of tenderness and kind of care, but there's also a part that's very concerned about how this part can show up in different contexts. There's a part that feels like really moved by, in this context, your experience. And then there's another part of me that's kind of like trying not to, like, it feels very con like the part that is working really hard to make sure and contain that, or it brings up a lot of concerns about it. Like, don't. It's almost hard to tell. Like, I'm noticing them. I'm notice questioning whether this is like two parts or like, yeah, I'm noticing like some frustration with like parts of language right now, because I'm like, I don't even know if those are two separate parts. But the net effect of both, or yeah, the effect on my system is like this impulse to just like be careful and slow down and be very quiet. And I value what, there's something that feels important about these parts and kind of the context with which I would associate them. Or by that, I mean, I don't really know what I mean by that. But I do notice part of me quickly generated like possibilities of what you might think I would mean by that, but that doesn't seem very relevant. Yeah, the part that is trying to like manage the like tender or soft feeling that initially came up seems like it's concerned that this part could be, it's worried about how this part would be perceived, or like it could be, it could have a negative impact on, in this context, you and then other people. Like, it could be like kind of an icky experience for another person. That seems to be a concern for this part. Like don't, that seems to be like what, yeah, this part is like, don't let people know how much you're feeling about what they're feeling or something. And I can kind of appreciate, I'm starting to worry about like I'm noticing, I'm zooming out, and part of me starts to worry about how this sounds, which just feels like a, like noticing that awareness of how what I'm experiencing might sound to other people, it feels kind of like a train wreck in my internal system. It's just like, it's very hard to be with my experience and observe my experience hypothetically from hypothetical perspectives at the same time. Noticing that and kind of like, rather than focusing on the like observing part, it feels better to just acknowledge it and proceed. Am appreciating, like, I'm noticing like the part that tries to like manage the strong feeling that comes up. It seems like this part, in this context, it seems like this part doesn't know what to do. Like it this is, I'm noticing that this part is kind of confused in this context specifically. Like, it's like this part would know how to navigate this feeling in my work setting, and it would know how to, and it knows how, it like knows the rules about like navigating this feeling with friends. Like it's like you don't like rescue people or something like that. It's not about rescuing. Like I think I really would love to like, I'm like making, I'm like, as a sidebar, I should explore where this part learned about like what rescuing is or like what that means. But I do appreciate that this part really cares about boundaries and responsibility, and it cares about like respecting everyone's resources, like, or like respecting, yeah, something like that. But I like, so I like what this part cares about, but it's just like, I'm noticing how, yeah, I'm noticing how often this part is like negatively assessing other parts in my system. So, anyways, I think I'm feeling scared about what I'm, I'm feeling, yeah, I'm noticing I'm feeling scared about what I've, like, what I've said or what I'm talking about. But I also am like, this is nice. Like, I'm also feeling excited because I'm feeling a little bit more clarity about these parts, even if I'm going in and out of just talking about them. While it also feels like there's a little bit of being with them too. And I'm also noticing the impulse to like apologize, which is kind of like, yeah, I'm noticing a part of me has the impulse to be like, I'm sorry. And then how are you doing? So that's kind of like a little, like a new twist on the impulse to just ask you how you're doing.
Yeah, I'm appreciating this feeling of overwhelm. Just been noticing how many different things were coming up while you were talking, and I could kind of hear in my head formulating the beginning of a sentence of like, I'm noticing this or I'm noticing that each time something new had come up, and then the letting go of it as it was no longer present. It's reminding me of something I had kind of forgotten about listening back to the last call, which was like something about appreciating the overwhelm. Like there's something real about that. And I'm like imagining a benefit of this process for you or I is that in some sort of situation that's maybe reactive or heated or something, like there's a normalization of kind of like slowing down and feeling in that comes from doing this experiment. So yeah, I'm noticing like spaciousness, specifically around my breath when I kind of just acknowledge that's a possibility. Yeah, and I'm noticing this hardworking, like scheming, strategizing part that as I notice it, like it most apparently takes me back to like teenage years. That's got this energy of like trying to get out in front of an interaction and like be prepared to say the right thing or do the right thing. And oftentimes experiencing stuckness due to that instead of it helping. Yeah, and I'm noticing that that has a lot to do with what I was bumbling around last week and expressing a bit around, though I'm not sure if I was clear. Yeah, there's like a part of me that wants to stop. I mean, the labeling or the wording that goes with it is like stop being obsessed with. And then there's kind of like a nondescript word that just means like NVC, IFS, authentic relating, self-knowledge, personal development. It's like all of that bunched into one nondescript word. And it's like stop being obsessed with that and let yourself enjoy life, but it's not quite that brand. Just like enjoy situations that can be enjoyable. And then there's, yeah, an awareness of these parts that have been driven toward like IFS, NVC, self-development in order to put me in a position where I am able to enjoy life or enjoy such situations. And it's just like a feeling of, I don't know, there's a sense of like betrayal or resentment attached to those parts that's kind of like they feel like they're getting kicked off after all this work. As if like now it's time for the fun parts to show up and like boot them out of the way and have all the fun. And these parts just like sit in the bleachers and have to watch. Yeah, I'm noticing feeling like spacious and hopeful as I notice that, notice it more clear, especially in the moment. Yeah, there's like an intuitive awareness that immediately recognizes that it's not that black and white. Feels more like I get to have fun or I get to enjoy life. And that filters down to through my whole system to all my parts. I don't like that phrasing. I feel some like cringe around it, but yeah, and I notice I'm wanting to like circle back and come back into the container with that. I'm not fully putting the thread together to be able to do that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's like hesitation toward fully letting myself be intentional or be in the container in these calls because of that polarization, like the self-development parts are pushing and they just want to keep pushing because they fear like as soon as they stop, they get kicked out and taken over by the fun parts or something. And then there's like resentment within my system at all the pushing. So, yeah, I notice I feel curious if that will create some opening. I noticed the word consent coming up around like I'm wanting consent to be in the container with these intentions. And it's almost like I assumed the consent or only took it from specific parts and didn't give a fair enough voice. Though I feel some humor because I can feel it's these self-development parts that we're doing the pushing to like create this experiment in the first place. So there's a bit of a like irony. Yeah, and I have this like vague image where there's like a feeling of humility around that coming from the parts. And I get this image of kind of like they're wearing Hawaiian shirts and like relaxing or something around that. Or there's like definitely a feeling of freedom that's opened up by that awareness that they've kind of inflicted it on themselves, at least in the here and now. And I'm just noticing a bit of fear. So I kind of check in. Think, yeah, that fear is, it's kind of pulling me up into my head in like analytical space. I can feel it's like it's afraid to be in this container without those self development parts pushing or providing the momentum. Yeah, and there's something that's resonating through a bunch of different situations around that. Kind of feels relieving or comforting. I have the sense of insight without necessarily the specific thought or words to it, and I'm, yeah, I notice I'm just wanting to trust in that, and even if that fails, like trust in the recording to kind of hold that for me.
Noticing excitement as well, noticing tension as I try to articulate my experience, as I start the process of like speaking to articulate my experience. It's like I'm getting the sense that, well, I'm noticing kind of like a sh maybe I had a technical issue as I so I'm trying to resume or settle back in. Was noticing like a very strong impulse to like hearing you describe. As you were speaking, I was noticing a lot of excitement and like what felt like clarity about some of my parts that come or that like want to figure something out or like parts that come up around similar themes. Like, enjoyment slash flourishing and IFS or like therapeutic modalities, NVC. But what I'm in this moment, I'm kind of like, I'm torn between like trying to, I'm noticing the impulse to like try to start from the beginning and articulate everything I was experiencing while you're talking. But then I'm also noticing a part that's like comparing a part. Yeah, a part of me is like comparing me in this moment to like you. And it's like, well, he doesn't do that when he like checks in. So maybe you shouldn't do that. Which I'm wanting to acknowledge. Yeah, I feel like that's it's very reassuring for some part. For no, I'm noticing feeling some relief as I speak for a comparison. Like caught myself in the act or something kind of thing. As As you are speaking, I am curious about what about a part that showed up that was kind of like almost like it feels like self-development like is fun or something, but it can't figure out how to like it like that part is definitely like not. I'm feeling fear as I start to talk about this because I don't have clarity about it, which is part of the process. But yeah, there's a part that's like definitely like thinks IFS and NBC is like the epitome of fun, but I don't notice that part really in these calls, like particularly, like not that it's not in these calls, but like it's certainly like this part is eclipsed with like is often eclipsed by the parts by my experience of like trying to do it right, quote unquote. Like for a part, there's a part trying to like not. I'm hoping that's clear. There's a part that has this nebulous standard about doing it right. And that part, it feels like is more, has more energy often than the part that has fun with like IFS and self-development. I'm feeling some like guilt, like I stole language that was like I'm stealing the language that you introduced into the conversation. I'm like, maybe that's okay. We'll see. We'll find out. But I am wondering, like, I'm noticing a part is feeling worried that it sounds like I'm saying that these calls aren't fun, which would be very like not true in terms of like representative of my whole system. It's like there, yeah. Noticing how quickly I was beginning to act on the impulse of like trying to reassure you against a perceived perception that I was afraid you might have gotten. And now I'm noticing the part that really gets nervous when I speed up or am talking really fast. That part's starting to really get stressed, and I really want to attend to that. And it's I'm appreciating right now, just maybe noticing that in the moment more clearly. And I'm wanting, kind of wanting to offer that part some stability. I feel a lot calmer now that I'm noticing, like, yeah. I'm feeling calmer to notice how unsettling it is to start to like speak really quickly or go in many directions. I'm also feeling frustrated at like the what feels like a catch 22 of like not like it feels really scary for a part if I go too fast as I'm speaking, and but it also feels scary for a part if I slow down too much while I'm expressing myself because it's like not wanting to go too fast or too slow. Because too slow could mean like I could just go nonverbal and like get really feel really stuck, like a part could begin to feel really stuck and overwhelmed, or I could just go too quickly and that could be unsettling. So I'm just noticing the complication there right now, and yeah, There's also another part that's like, maybe just don't think about it and just proceed and everything will be fine. And so that's not exactly, I'm just going to be with that for a minute and not do anything or say anything.
And noticing I want to be intentional in the moment. Really letting myself feel my breath. Noticing that part again from earlier that like wants to ascribe explanation to things quickly without really feeling them. Notice I'm like I have appreciation for that part, or even more so, like trust that it's competent. There's also some wariness about like the way it impacts the energy in my system, and yeah, almost like a sense of like, I don't know exactly what this is, but the image is that like someone starting out very like straight-laced and put together and professional and like making very kind of like an insurance actuary or something, like making very logical judgments. And then, like, the more the energy shifts, like its hair gets all frazzled and its shirt collar gets all like messy. And I don't know, I don't need to go into the whole image, but it just kind of gets like frazzled and like stressed and overworked. And then, like, that opens up likelihood for a mistake. Kind of the image I have of this part now that I'm like recognizing it again is kind of like a good poker player, but who still like loses a lot because that's just the way poker works, is you lose a lot even if you win. And so I'm wanting like, yeah, I'm wanting to honor that competence while also, yeah, I'm also wanting to honor like the convenience and yeah, efficiency, like versatility. And I remember thinking about this while I was listening back this afternoon. There was kind of a connection to the part of me that's wanting more freedom. I was remembering just different situations of like rupture and repair, noticing a confidence in my system that even if I make a mistake, like it's not the worst thing. Also, like in recognizing this part is competent, like one mistake doesn't mean like catastrophic failure or anything. Like trusting myself to find the mistakes and correct them, I guess. Yeah, I notice I'm kind of back to feeling more grounded in my breath and just more patience at the moment. I'm kind of getting an image of that part itself being patient or kind of hanging back, not feeling the need to jump in. There's a pleasant feeling in my system as I sit with that, which I notice some curiosity or almost like expectation that that will be resonating for certain parts in my system. I'm noticing the impulse to want to go like seek out those parts. Just kind of recognizing in the same vein of being patient. Like, it's like I'm appreciating the, as a self-knowledge practice, the value in that, but I'm noticing that like it's okay to shut that off and just live sometimes too, or something like that. And I'm feeling curious about the pushy, perfectionistic part of me. And I'm remembering as you were speaking about fun of like IFS or NBC. I was aware of the way it's because I find those things fun that gives cover to my perfectionistic part to kind of like sneak in unknown or unnoticed and kind of like apply pressure. I was noticing this kind of a little bit of desperate, impulsive, pushy energy to it, of like, if I find something fun, it wants me to like be doing it constantly. I'm noticing some self-satisfaction from that part right now, and it's kind of like taking pride in my current state of kind of pleasant enjoyment. Again, I'm aware that there's something that feels off about that, in the sense of like this part is only looking at the good outcomes and it's ignoring anything negative so that it can feel triumphant. And I'm noticing, like, basically that's a trailhead that I could follow, but I'm also noticing, like, the lack of should, or at least should in the moment. And there's, like, an acceptance that that's just the way that part's feeling right now. And I'm aware that it's not quite looking through a fair perspective to get that. And I'm noticing a bit of worry come in around the thought of taking this practice and applying it in the real world. So I'm kind of noticing there's different thoughts popping up in my head. Not so much about how to do it, but it's showing me like situations where I might be able to do it. I'm actually even feeling appreciation that it's not showing me how exactly to do it, because there's a sense of trust in that and like relaxation, which itself feels like part of this positive energy.
Noticing apprehension around trying to express what I was feeling. The past tense is like I'm noticing. I'm noticing how the effort of like imagining how I might express a feeling really kind of disconnects me from the feeling. And then also, right now, I'm noticing like a part that feels like I'm a broken record, which I can completely get where that part's coming from. It's like that part. Because like that part is like tracking just like the many ways I've said similar or spoken for and or from like parts, the same parts in different ways over time. As you were speaking, I was noticing Right now, it like a part of me wishes that there was like a eject option or like just like a sidebar or something, just which this is not uncommon, like, or this definitely comes up quite a bit where a part of me is like w wishes that it had like a pause button, you know, or like a can we just pretend briefly that like take two or something like that. That's what I was noticing in this moment. It's like, can I start over? What? It's like I'm not feeling it right now. I don't feel connected to it right now, but what I was feeling connected to was a young part of me that is, I was really. As you were speaking, trying to tend to a young part of me that can show up in these calls and it doesn't seem aware of me, but is more so like trying to monitor how you're responding to me. And like that part seemed to show up kind of. I can't even really pinpoint something that you said that, or like I'm frustrated that I'm not able to even. I'm wishing I could like pinpoint the moment where that part showed up, but maybe I'm starting to question the. I'm wanting to kind of connect to it right now, but maybe talking is not. I'm like, maybe there's a futility to. Trying to talk my way back into connection with it. So then, what am I feeling right now if I can't connect to that? I'm feeling frustrated. Like, yeah, in this current moment, I'm feeling frustrated and like, and there, I'm noticing a part that's like assessing, making an assessment that I'm avoiding vulnerability. But also, I'm just like, but I'm trying. Not to avoid vulnerability. So I'm noticing feeling kind of blended with all of that. Like, if I had the option, which this could just go on for a long time, but I'm like, now that I notice that, there's like the part that's like, you're avoiding vulnerability, and the other part is like, but I'm trying to not. Like, what are the strategies to like? It's kind of like going through all the strategies. Like, I'm like, okay, what am I feeling? I'm feeling some anxiety, but also like not as stressed as I am at other times and not as scared. I'm also feeling like somewhat happy and contented. And then there, yeah, there, it feels like a part that's trying to do like strategies to like quote unquote be vulnerable. Like, it's like checking in with like what I'm feeling in my body, but then it quickly starts to try to make meaning out of that. Like, what does that mean? That, like, what does the tension in your, you know, like in your abdomen mean, and why are you feeling tense? And right now I'm noticing that there's a lot of noise, or it just like feels very, all of that feels very loud. And then a part can start to question, like, why? I'm kind of laughing because this feels like somewhat like surprising and unfamiliar, but it's kind of like, why would you be trying to be vulnerable right now? It's like that part isn't quite, that part, it feels suspicious about that like paradigm that, or the extreme. Maybe it seems to think it's a bit extreme to just like show up and be completely transparent, which is. That does seem like That seems to be a dilemma in my system. Like a part that wants to be totally transparent all the time, and then another part that's like, that's just not a good idea. And that seems context specific. And then there's some worry that I'm feeling worried that this is all like, kind of like, this is something that is occurring in my head and I can't separate from it. And so I have the impulse to like pause. And then and then I'm feeling some sadness as I want to really try to appreciate my analytical slash cognitive parts because they're feeling very unappreciated for what they have to offer. And I'm noticing the impulse to ask you how you're doing, which I'm noticing feeling curious about that for like maybe, which isn't, I don't frequently feel curious about that impulse, but I am now. I mean, somewhat that part is like, save me. Like it's just like wants you to start talking, and like end suffering for a part in my system, which is really clarifying because I could do that for that part. Like I could stop talking and just stop talking, and I don't have to bring you into it and ask. Yeah. But it feels like there's more that I might just sit with right now as I stop talking. That's what that part needs. That's what that part needs. Or that's a strategy that part needs. Okay.
Yeah, I was noticing some insights while you were talking. Yeah, just a deepening of a real felt sense of awareness of my system is wanting trust from me. Notice I feel like. Actually, before I started talking last time, I had felt content to like say I had done enough, but I wanted to like another part of me wanted to like kind of do a test run just to like check that. And then I noticed again, there was a part of me that was like, okay, I think I don't need to share again. I'm probably done. Felt a little bit stronger push back to that of like I should, or it was more like shooting myself to be open, and it was like don't decide that right now. Wait until the moment comes, and then check in and see what feels right. I notice as I say that, like I have appreciation for that intentionality. And I get a bit curious about whether or not I actually want to not ignore it, but like choose against it, I guess. And then I'm noticing like it's not like I'm fighting or a part of me or probably multiple parts in my system, like a whole energy is trying to fight that openness. It's more like feels out of balance. And I noticed as you were talking, for I think the first time today, I noticed like a level of attention to what you were saying that is more in line with like, I noticed questions coming up that would be like facilitation questions. And I kind of had this sense like, oh, if I notice that in my system, it's either avoidance in me or it's like a sign that I'm satisfied with what I've been noticing. And there's like now enough space for me to kind of open up that extra channel. So I was appreciating that insight, and I was kind of like, Yeah, wanting to trust that instead of like enforcing an openness on me, like, oh, but then I should also check in with myself when the time comes. It was like, no, I'm gonna like trust these signals. And there's a sense of like wanting a new balance within my system between the openness and trust. Yeah, and I felt like a deep breath of relief around noticing that need for trust from myself. Because when I was listening back to the last call today, it's kind of noticing like needs for trust that were external. So there's a deeper sense of like control. So ease, like not needing that to come from anyone else. Yeah, and I'm actually noticing that like I am feeling open at the moment to check in because it's not being like pushed as a rule or something. And that even though I am trusting that I'm content, ready to wrap up shortly, like there's still like a natural openness there. Yeah, and I'm just noticing the question coming up in my system of like, what if I just trust myself like this all the time? And even though I don't trust myself to do that, I notice it feels like very relaxing to my system. Like, even just the possibility of that or the ability to fathom that as a possibility is very comforting. I'm kind of feeling myself choose to not add analysis to that or add more description to that.
I'm just feeling excitement just hearing you describe your experience. And I'm noticing excitement, and like the excitement is kind of also some relief, like a. It feels like a part that like doesn't fully trust that. Apologies. That doesn't fully trust that like people change or things can change, and then it does get like I get reminders that I change and things change and people change, but it still kind of hits as like a surprising reminder for a part. Like, oh, and so there's relief for that. Yeah, like this part is kind of this part, this part it experiences enjoyment around like when feels like it kind of like when it sees like needs being supported, or like this part can show up as like noticing a hesitation to start to describe it because it feels like it like a I feel like I'm about to. A part feels like I'm about to like start to go down like a rabbit trail of like conceptual comparison of like nonviolent communication principles and IFS principles, and this part feels like, or the fear that comes up around that is like that could feel very unsettling and disconnecting to start to go down that like. To get lost in that feels like it would take me. It is connected to the feeling, like it is connected to excitement and what is and meaning, but there's just, I'm just noticing the trepidation for a part as I start to describe it. It also, it feels potentially like I'm noticing hesitation to just like say like I feel excitement and call it a day. That's also an impulse that I have, is to be like, okay, so I was noticing feeling excitement and relief and then leave it at that. But it feels like there's something else. In this moment, I'm wanting to just appreciate how. How unsettling it is for a part. It just seems, I think I'm just noticing the recurring theme of like a part feeling very, like easily feeling unmoored as I start to put a lot of words to things. And that's starting to just emerge more consistently. And I'm glad to be, I'm kind of like celebrating a little bit at how many times that's been, how many times I've known, not like an accounting like numerical way, but like I'm celebrating a little bit, just the consistency of that showing up feels really encouraging. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel curious. Guess I'm like hoping on your behalf for continuity with that. Also, like on my behalf, because I'm wanting to like feed that curiosity with something. Yeah, I'm just kind of listening in to my system. Like, I think I'm about ready to wrap up the call. And it's like I'm listening into my system, not to confirm that or like check for anything that would disconfirm that, but more like I'm just. It's almost like letting that request be repeated or showing my system that I'm willing to listen and not push against it or push behind it. So yeah, I feel relaxed and have some curiosity if that like self-doubt, second-guessing part will reemerge after the call. But I notice I feel like open to that possibility.
I'm noticing, trying to like think of like a closure statement or something. Yeah, I was noticing like part of me like kind of like was like a finality to the to when I was speaking before, like it was almost like I hadn't really. I kind of was wrapping up internally, which I'm noticing I'm feeling a little suspicious about that. Like what, yeah, I'm noticing a part of me is feeling suspicious about the fact that I was kind of like wrapping things up internally after I was as I was like coming to a close in speaking previously. And I'm noticing I could say more, but then there's like, I just am like, there's a part that is like, okay, like wrap things up and afraid that I could talk for a long time, but also not like that doesn't sound that realistic. But there's definitely like a hard to like, it feels hard for, feels challenging to find the right level of like attention or expression in this current moment, and just in general feeling a little bit weird about like, part of me feels like it's a bit weird to be even describing that, but that's okay.
All right.
Talk to you soon.